Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning our guest is Wendy McElwam, who is with Arborcraft. How are you doing this morning, Wendy?
I'm great, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for agreeing to be with us this morning. Many of you know that Arborcraft is the company name for, the old Harris Company, which has a rich heritage, actually. The Harris Wood Flooring Company actually, I think, got started back in 1898, and Alan Harris, I think, was making golf club shafts, but quickly got into the hardwood business and had strong business, and I think in 1990 was acquired by Tarkett, and then you guys took over control, what, about a year ago?
Not even quite, last November.
All right, last November. So did I get the story about right?
Pretty close, pretty close. No. They were acquired a little earlier than that, and they were Harris Tarkett for a long time.
Okay.
But yes, that's definitely the history. We've been here for 110 years.
And you're in Johnson City, Tennessee. How's everything in Johnson City?
Yeah, it's a little foggy and rainy this week, but everyone's telling me they love all that rain, although I'm still enjoying all the sunshine.
Yeah, well, and you personally, you just moved to Johnson City, I guess, recently from...
I did, from Ohio.
That's right, in Ohio. And I think before coming to lead marketing for this company, you were in marketing in the furniture business.
I was.
Have you seen a lot of different challenges moving from furniture into hardwood flooring?
Well, there's a lot of connections in the two industries. You know, they're all home decor. It's all focused on the consumers choosing for their home. The biggest difference in moving from the furniture industry to flooring for me was getting to know the whole distribution channel, working with builders instead of the design centers and interior decorators. So you've got some slightly different channels there in the different layers on the way to the marketplace. But at the end of the day, you know, flooring is now a part of home decor even more than it used to be. It's much more part of fashion, and people are changing it out more often, and especially our more fashionable product is we're seeing increases.
And certainly the hardwood business is one of the more fashionable categories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How's business going right now?
You know, it continues to be soft. The whole industry's challenged. Mm-hmm. For us, it's quiet through a lot of our existing customers. They are working on driving their business as best possible in this environment. But the thing that's encouraging us is our increasing number of customers. For us particularly, we had big parts of the country where we didn't have representation, and that's been a big area of growth for us this year, those new customers.
And I'm sure you and your investors are seeing this research, which shows that consumers out there, if they, you know, could have their druthers, if they could, you know, put the floor of their dreams down in their home, that would be a hardwood floor.
Absolutely. So that's the biggest area of growth, and you know, I love being part of the new fashion.
Yeah,
that's a good thing for us, and you know, I think that once the turnaround comes, we'll be well positioned and our customers will be well positioned. We're trying to be ready for that.
Yeah, well, hopefully that will come soon.
I hope so.
Well, anyway, I was one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today is you were in the news recently, and I guess it was because you brought in a whole bunch of customers and asked them for their opinion in helping you develop your product line. So, and I think you called it the Design Council. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It was a great event. It lasted a couple of days here. It was a bit exciting getting ready for it because we redid our entire showroom with all our newest product and our newest displays, everything we could think of. But we just felt that, you know, the best way to drive this business long-term is to work with our customers. We felt, you know, the current team felt like we hadn't listened enough to our customers in the past, and we just thought that would be an important direction for us. So they were here. We had a group of customers come in. We had existing product. We had anything we could think of we put out on display. They brought ideas with them. We, of course, had some competitive product to say, you know, what kind of things are working, what isn't working in this environment. You know, where do we see the future going? We had some trend information up that we had brought back from recent High Point markets, because, of course, I'm trying to bring a little bit of furniture and talk about home decor trends so that we can get ahead of the market and say, where are the home decor trends going? So these customers, and there was a mix of retail level and distributors and people that work with contractors and builders so that they could bring a broad, you know, cross-country, cross-distribution channel focus. So they just gave us some great information, and we're using that to be ready for next year at Surfaces.
All right, so you brought customers from all over the country in?
Yeah, we had West Coast, East Coast, North and South.
And let me ask you, how do you think, this may be hard to answer, but how do you think styles change depending on what part of the country you're in?
There are some distinct differences. I mean, the West Coast, there's two things affecting it. One is they've been harder hit, so it's even more of a slowdown. Mm-hmm. Having said that, there's still the very high end of the market and the very trendy product that comes out of the West Coast. I mean, that works in all industries. And it's a warm environment, as in south, you know, southeast side. So you do get a feel for more interest in engineered, more lighter colors. In the dark, in the north, you see dark being stronger, and, of course, solid is much stronger there. And in Texas, which is one of those big growth parts of the country, there's, you know, much more interest even in scrape and texture than there's ever been before. So we have to balance what everybody wants.
Yeah.
And try and come out with something that we aren't expecting every single thing to do wonderful every part of the country, but if you have a balanced line, and we certainly have a big enough line that we're trying to make sure there's something in it for everyone.
Now, whose idea was it to do this design council? Is that something you brought from your furniture days?
It was a mix. I have done it in the past, mm-hmm. certainly. Particularly in furniture, I worked with a company that had a group of franchise retailers, and we worked very closely with them. So I was used to bringing in retailers and talking with them about it. I've also done it in other industries, and so had a couple of the people here. The group that is with our owners was involved with Florida Tile in the past, and they did it very successfully in the past as well. So we had a number of proponents who said, this has just got to be part of our strategy going forward.
Yeah. Well, I applaud it. I know that it's been a strategy that I think Anderson has used. I think one time I asked Don Finkel, he said that whole Virginia Heritage line was just based on feedback from customers. So,
absolutely. You know, 10 heads is better than one.
And they're out there, you know, talking to consumers, and they know
Correct.
What consumers are looking for. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so when you look at your business in Arborcraft, how much of it is engineered and how much of it's solid?
It varies by the area of the country.
Uh-huh.
We are longer term wanting to get close to half and half.
Yeah.
We are still more engineered than solid.
Yeah.
And part of that was that we were not really solidly in the solid business, and we are putting in machinery and investing in support equipment here, have more capacity and solid in the longer term.
And do you sell site finished and pre-finished?
No, we're just pre-finished.
Okay. Well, another question I had for you is since Arborcraft has taken over this business, what kind of channel shift or changes in your approach to the market have you made?
I wouldn't call it broad change, but I would say it's a positioning carefully. We are looking at a channel strategy, focusing on our brands. You know, the Harris brand historically was very much owned by the distribution channel and independent flooring retail. And we are, part of the reason the company is called Arborcraft and not Harris is to protect the Harris brand and be able to do that with the multiple brand strategy to say the Harris brand belongs to independent distribution and that's where it's going to stay and be protected.
Mm-hmm.
And we're using Arborcraft internationally, for example, where, you know, Harris doesn't mean anything in Europe to them at this point. So we are, you know, trying to maintain that nice, clean line, particularly for distribution, because we know it matters to them, and the brand is strong in that area.
I guess your premium brand or your primary brand, you're reserving for your independent flooring
company.
Absolutely. Yeah, I see. Okay, well, I think that's a smart strategy. You know, I remember when I went to Surfaces last year, your theme was the whole, I guess, focused on the fact that you are in Johnson City and you kind of had the sit in a rocking chair, front porch kind of casual theme. Have you come up with a theme yet for Surfaces for next year?
I am working on that. It's wonderful. Last year we had to get ready in about 11 weeks, and yes, we really were focused on saying, you know, we're back, we're friendly, we're here, we're in Tennessee, you know, it's the local friendly customer supplier. But this year I'm working on something similar, although I want to show that we have grown a little bit and grown up, so it'll be a little more sophisticated maybe, picking up on some of the feedback from our customers. And, yeah, I'm excited. This year I get a whole, you know, 8 months to get ready for Surfaces. So we have some very a fun booth planned, I think.
All right, good. So you're holding your theme as a secret until we can come see you in Las Vegas.
We have purposely gone quiet for a little while, and we'll start a new theme late fall, getting ready for Surfaces.
Well, it sounds very interesting. It's a neat story. I think there's plenty of opportunity for a made in the USA hardwood pre-finished flooring company, and I wish you all the best of luck. And I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. We've been talking to Wendy McElwam. She's the head of marketing at Arborcraft, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.